Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomin. Today we're up to Daf Hey Amud Aleph, and we are on the top of Daf Hey Amud Aleph. And the Gemara was going through a question where there were many different suggestions for answers, and we are going to pick up in the middle of these suggestions. The question, once again, was how can we possibly say that someone's going to be chayiv in the Mishnah if they're putting it down on the hand of the other person? The Akira and the Anacha seem to be done on the hand. You're picking it up, putting it into someone else's hand. Yet we know the halacha is that there needs to be an Akira and Tanacha on something which is 4x4 tefachim. A hand is not 4x4 tefachim. So how is anyone ever going to be chayiv? We suggested two answers so far, and we are now in the third answer after rejecting the first two. So says the Gemara, El Am Rabbi Zeira. Rather, Rabbi Zeira says, Hamani. So who is the author of our Mishnah? Achirim he. It is the Achirim. It is what's known as Rabbi Meir. Normally, Detani Achirim Omrim. Achirim teach us, Amad bimkomo v'kibel chayev, akar bimkomo v'kibel pater. So if a person threw an object for Amos in Rishas Haram, so we know you're chayev if you throw from Rishas Hayachid to Rishas Haram, Rishas Haram to Rishas Hayachid, but you're also going to be chayev if you threw for Amos within Rishas Haram. So let's say someone threw it to someone else. If the throw was really good and accurate, so that the person who caught it didn't have to move. So let's say Mahomes threw it, you're going to be chayev because this guy did the Akira and the Hanacha. The catcher didn't have to move at all because it was a perfectly thrown ball. Akar memkomo v'kibel pater. However, let's say the only way that this receiver was able to catch the ball was because they made some sort of nice diving catch. You can plug in the name of any quarterback that you want that does not throw accurately. So let's say someone does not throw accurately. So then they would be putter in that situation because the guy who caught the ball, the guy who did, who was the receiver here, he did an action, so it's as if he did the hanacha and the thrower did the akira. So if it's a perfect throw, it's going to be chayiv. If it's a bad throw, it's going to be pater. So now says the Gemara, Amad bimkomo v'kibel chayiv. So we said if the person just stands where they are and catches it, they're going to be chayiv. But why would this be true? But we need to have a hanacha on a place that's 4x4 tefachim. Again, we need an akira and hanacha in order to be chayiv aleka. But here we don't have it. It's just someone's catching it in their hands. That's not something which is 4x4. Elishmamina, what we learn from here is lo b'inan makom. The Achirim clearly hold from the fact that they say someone would be chayiv if you make a perfect throw to someone else, that you don't need this place of 4x4 in order to do the Hanacha. This seems to fit nicely in Tower Mishnah. That's how someone would be chayiv in our Mishnah, even though they're just placing it into someone else's hand, which does not have this idea of 4x4 tefachim. But the Gemara rejects this answer again. The Gemara says, V'dilma Hanachahu deloba inon ha'akir ba'inon. So the similar rejection that we had yesterday is that maybe this is only true for the Hanacha, the putting it down. That's when it would only need to, a hand would be enough, or you don't need 4x4. But when it comes to the Akira, then you would need it. We don't have a proof necessarily about the Akira. And then the Gemara says, V'hanacha nami. And even in regards to the Hanacha itself, Dilma depashit kanfei v'kiple. Maybe the Bryce is only talking about a situation where this the receiver didn't actually catch it in his hands. He spread out some sort of cloak and caught the object in that cloak, the ikanami Hanacha, in which case there is something which is 4x4 where it was placed down, and that's why the person would be chayiv. So there's no proof from here that the Achirim would be the authors of our Mishnah. So we're still stuck with our question, how can we in our Mishnah say that someone's going to be chayiv if they put it in a place that is not 4x4 because they just put it in someone's hand? So now the Gemara comes and gives another answer. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abba says, Masnisin Kigon Sh'akar Mitraskal. So the Mishnah is really dealing with a case where someone put it into a basket. So we were assuming that the Ani and the Balabais are putting it into each other's hands. Now comes the Gemara and says, no, what you need to say is that the Ani or the Balabais, they were holding a basket. The Ani came and put it into the basket of the Balabais, so the Balabais put it into the basket of the Ani. That's what it's referring to. So it's a place by 4x4 tefachim. That's how it's going to work. V'niach agabe traskal. And they put it into this basket, de'ika nami hanacha, and therefore there's going to be a hanacha on something which is 4x4 tefachim. That's how it's working. Oh, I asked the Gemara how yado katani, but the Mishnah says yado, which implies that it's actually the hand, not a basket. So the answer is the Gemara, no, tenei traskal shabi yado. Really, what we have to read the Mishnah as saying is that it's a basket which is in the person's hand. Now the Gemara goes further to examine this answer. So this makes sense if you're going to tell me that the basket is being held in a Rishas HaYachid, because then the basket is Rishas HaYachid and it's in Rishas HaYachid. But let's say now we have the situation. The Balabais again is in Rishas HaYachid, and he's putting something into the hands of the Ani, which is in Rishas HaRabim. So now, if we're saying that the Ani is really holding a basket, so now this basket becomes a separate Rishas HaYachid. So the Baal HaBayis is putting something from Rishas HaYachid into another Rishas HaYachid. So why would the person be chayiv in that situation? So what seems to clearly come out is Lema Delo K'Rabbi Yosi B'Rabbi Yehuda. It seems that our Mishnah is clearly not going like Rabbi Yosi B'Rabbi Yehuda. Why is this? Detanya, because the Brisa says, Rabbi Yosi B'Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yosi B'Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's Kanem Rishas HaRabim. Let's say someone stuck a pole in the ground of a Rishas HaRabim, Uverosho Traskal, and then on top of it there was a basket. Think a basketball hoop of some sort. So you have something that was a pole, and then something on top of it, which is four tefachim wide, some sort of basket. Zarak v'nach al gabav. So we threw an object from the Rishus HaRabim into this basket. So you scored. Chayev, so someone is going to be chayev in that situation, because he's considering it as if someone put something from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYachid. Even though this pole with the basket is in Rishus HaRabim, once you get it into the basket, which is 4x4, then it becomes its own Rishus HaYachid, and someone's going to be chayev for putting it from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYachid. The Ikar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yudah, because if our mission was holding like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yudah, Pasha Balabai says Yad Lachot, Menasan Lasoch Yad Shalani, I'm my chayev, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Kamapik. Because think of our situation again. The Balabai is standing in Rishus HaYachid. If he's handing something to the Ani, so if the Ani is really holding a basket, he's going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid. So why would someone be chayev in that situation, especially chayev on a Doraisa level? So it wouldn't make any sense. So clearly, if you're going to tell me that our mission is talking about a basket, it's going against the Shita of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yudah, who said that the basket is going to be its own Rishus HaYachid. Says the Gemara, Afiu Tim Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yudah. No, even our mission can go like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yudah. Hasam lemala me'asara, hachalamata me'asara. Over there is when it was above 10 tefachim, and over here is where it was under 10 tefachim. So what's this talking about? So there's a very important halachic concept that we need to know. It's called good achis mechitza. When we have something which is a basket of some sort, let's say, and it's over 10 tefachim, then there's halacha l'moshe me'sinai that the entire space under it, once it's over 10 tefachim, goes down as if there's one giant wall there, and then it will be considered its own rishus hayachid, but this is only if it's above 10 tefachim high. Once it's below 10 tefachim, then it has a different status, but it would not be considered its own rishus hayachid. So over there, when we say that it's its own separate rishus hayachid by the basketball hoop, so that's when it was above 10 tefachim. But over here, by our Mishnah, it's below 10 tefachim, so that's why the Baal HaBayis is still going to be chayv. If he puts it from his rishus hayachid into this basket, he's still going to be chayv because it's not going to be considered a real rishus hayachid. And the Gemara asks the same question we mentioned before. The Mishnah, bottom line is, the Mishnah says yado. So it says that it was in his hand, not talking about inside a basket, which is in his hand. So that leaves us again with the same question that we've been dealing with, which is, how can someone be chayv if there's no 4x4 tefachim before the Akira and the Hanacha? So says the Gemara, another case of the Mishnah could be where the person accepts the object, receives the object, when they are lower than 3 tefachim, and then it's considered as if they're on the ground themselves. This is another halacha l'moshe me'sinai called lavud. We use this by Achos Sukkah sometimes. When something is under 3 tefachim, it's as if it's basically connected to the ground. So it's as if you put it on the ground, and that is a place of 4x4 tefachim, which is why it would be okay. But they ask the Gemara, ha'omid katani, but the Mishnah says that the Baal HaBayis was standing in the Rishus HaYachid. So how could it be that he put his hand down below 3 tefachim from the ground if he's standing up? So answers the Gemara, b'shocheh. So the Gemara says the cases where the guy was bending over, that's why he was by the ground. Or you could say beguma, that he was standing in a pit, which then led him to, when he was actually putting out his arm, it was under 3 tefachim from the ground. Bananas, where we're talking about a dwarf, where he is 3 tefachim from the ground, in which case, then it would be considered like the ground itself, and then you could have an akira and hanacha by the ground, which is a place of 4x4, and then someone can be chayef. So now says the Gemara Amarava Ikapal Tanalashmin on Kohani. So Rava says, come on. This is the first Mishnah in all of Shabbos, Masechah Shabbos. We're going to say that the Mishnah in Shabbos is talking either about someone bending down or a dwarf or someone who is in a pit. That's what we're going to say is really the first Mishnah. So what's really the answer? So Ela Amarava Rava comes and says, Yado Shaladim Chashuv Lo Ka'arba Al Arba. And really, the reason why someone's going to be chayim in this situation is because someone's hand themselves counts as a place of 4x4 tefachim. Therefore, when the Ani or the Baal HaBayis put into the other one's hand, they are going to be chayv because Yado Shaladim Chashuv Lo Ka'arba Al Arba. V'chein Kiyasa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan Yado Shaladim Chashuv Lo Ka'arba Al Arba. Now, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yavin, Amar Rabbi Yolai, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Zorach Kaifetz V'nach B'soch Yadu Shal Chaveru Chayiv. If someone threw an object and it landed in his friend's hand, he is going to be Chayiv. Ask the Gemara, my Kamashmo, and what's this halacha teaching me? We just learned. Yadu Shal Adam Chashuv Lo Ka'arba Al Arba. V'ha Amar Rabbi Yochanan Chadazin. Rabbi Yochanan just said this. We already know this, that someone else's hand counts as a place of Arba Tfachim, by 4x4 Tfachim, and someone's going to be Chayiv. So what's the Chedesh? Answer the Gemara, Mahu Detema. Now, you might have thought if we only had read the first one of Rabbi Yochanan, Hanimili Hich. You might have thought it would only apply in a case like our Mishnah, where I intentionally put it into the other person's hand. That's when the hand of the other person will count as something which is 4x4 tefachim. But in the second case, But you might have thought that in the second case, where it just happened to land in your hand, you threw it and happened to land in the other person's hand, that it wouldn't be considered 4x4. Kamashmalan, it's still going to be considered 4x4. Now the Gemara goes to mention something that we mentioned earlier. Amar Rabbi Yavin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Bim Komovi Kibel. So again, if the accurate quarterback threw the pass, and the guy did not have to move to catch it, and the receiver just caught it standing in his place. Chayev, the thrower, is going to be chayev because it's as if he did the Akira and the Hanacha. Akarim Koma Vakiva, but if it was a terrible throw, if you have an inaccurate quarterback, and the guy had to go and make a diving catch, putter, because then it's as if the receiver did the Hanacha. We know in order to be chayev, you need to do the Akira and the Hanacha. Tani Namiyachu, we have another Bryce that said Akhir Momrim Amarim Koma Vakiva Chayev. Akarim Koma Vakiva putter. The same distinction. Good throw, you're going to be chayev, because then that's as if you did the Akira and the Hanacha. Bad throw, you are going to be putter, because then you only did the Akira. But Rabbi Yochanan, asked a different question. So let's say someone threw a pass down the field, and they themselves went to go ahead and catch it. So are they going to be chayev in that situation? Is it as if they did the Akira and the Hanacha? Of course it is. This person did both acts. So what's the question? Of course he should be chayev. So no, says the Gemara, Amar Abada Barava, Shnei Kochos Ba'adam Echad Kami Ba'ilei. What we're trying to figure out is when a person does two forces within the same person, so is that, what's the status of that? Shnei Kochos Ba'adam Echad Ki Adam Echad Damei V'chayev. So this person did two separate actions, two separate kochos. So is this considered as if it's one person and then he would be chayev? Or do we view these actions, since they're two totally different actions, as if it was done by two different people, even though it was the same guy, and we would say that he's going to be pater? So Teiku, the Gemara leaves this as an unresolved question. This is Daf Hey Amad Aleph in Mesechah Shabbos. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.